Welcome back to the Vinyl Word Podcast.
45 Rush!
As always, I'm Steve Beach.
And I'm Brian Mayer. Hello.
Yeah, and there's a reason we're calling these segments 45 Rush.
Brian. It's because I'm hyperactive.
Well, that too, but why else? Why 45 Rush?
Oh, well, it's 45 Rush, Steve, because sometimes we found 45 RPMs, the small records, right, that are worthy of being played and mocked, but are just not long enough for a full-time episode.
Yeah. So that's funny. It's shorter, less time. That's weird how that works.
Well, like when you spin it faster, I guess that makes sense.
Right. So the one we have today is a side one of The Magic Fish.
The Magic Fish.
Here we go.
The name of this story is The Magic Fish.
Oh, I guess I could have let him say that.
By Freya Littledale.
But, like, who?
Is
that Friar Tuck that wrote this one?
Oh, wow. With the music, it absolutely sounds like it. You have, you know, Baloo the Bear as Little John.
Right.
It's a magic fish, magic fish. It's a magic fish.
Once upon a time, there was a poor fisherman. He lived with his wife in an old hut by the sea.
An old abandoned Pizza Hut.
If he was an old man and Hemingway was there, this all makes sense.
One day, the fisherman felt something on the end of his line.
Ooh.
He pulled.
You better get some penicillin.
And up came a big fish.
Or a mammal. Whale. We don't know.
Right.
Put me back in the water, I am a magic.
I need
fish.
To breathe.
I am really a prince.
A Bel-Air.
Well,
I was thinking, I play guitar.
If you are a prince, I will put you back in the water.
Little Red Corvette.
Do-de-do-do.
And then he danced like an idiot. What is this music?
That night, his wife asked him,
"Why didn't you catch any fish today?"
Oh, his wife sounds supportive.
"I did catch a fish," said the man.
Exhausted that emotionally.
"It was a magic fish.
Then I ate it for myself.
He said he was really
Your
a prince.
Dinner's up to you."
So I let him go.
It seemed
Silly
a kind
man,
thing to do.
Said his wife.
"Oh.
Why didn't you make a wish? Go back to the fish."
I'm sorry, did
Tell
I say it was a magical
a
fish or just a prince? Or is it
why?
A magical?
Yeah, it's a magic okay. fish.
"Never mind why,"
said his wife.
"Go back and tell the fish I want a pretty house."
"I don't want to go," said the man.
Oh, and then the husband turned 6
no.
years old.
Yes.
"Go back, talk to the magic.
I'll wish for a different wife, too."
You make one mistake when you're 15, and then you find yourself walking to a magic fish.
The fisherman called. "Oh,
Ricola.
Come, listen to me."
"Listen,
my
I got stuff going on. What's up?"
"Begs a wish from the magic fish."
"Your call is very important to us."
"What does she want?" asked the fish.
"Please hold."
"She wants a pretty house."
"I'm sorry, heavy mouse. There's a lot of water down here." "You're drunk. You're talking to fish."
"Your wife has a pretty house."
So he went back and nothing changed.
So the man went home. The old hut.
She learned to be grateful.
Was gone.
Not.
There was a pretty house.
Well, pretty is subjective. It was a four square. It was a very functional design.
It was just a big trailer.
"This is very nice," the fisherman said to his
it's
wife.
"It's like a double wide cottage.
We will be happy here."
"We shall see."
"We'll see about that."
The fisherman was happy.
As long as you take out
His
the garbage.
Wife was happy too. She was happy for 1 week.
Wah, wah.
Right.
Then she said to the man,
"Go back to the fish. Tell him I want more than a pretty house. I want to live in a castle.
Why?
Never mind why.
Never mind
go
why.
Go back and tell the fish.
Because I have
want
a dungeon
a
where you're going to live.
But I don't.
And make sure it's
go.
Surrounded by a moat with alligators.
Go,
said his wife.
Happiest part of my day is leaving. It's the only time I get a little piece of quiet!
The man called. Oh, fish in the sea!
Do you know any come fish that would take a hit?
My wife begs a wish.
Any fish named Guido?
From the magic fish.
She wants to sleep with you?
Well, asked the fish, what does she want now?
You realize I can call your wife things
she
you can't, right?
Castle. Go home.
I'm busy making minnows.
You're drunk again.
Now your wife has a castle.
And you have a sad life that I'm glad I'm not in.
And he walked back, and there was a Lego kit that makes into a castle.
And he thought, oh, this is great.
Well, that was fine.
Yeah.
That's a short little record. So, and soon we'll do with Magic Fish Side 2.
All right, Magic Fish 2,
The Revenge.